Talking with Dr. Doug Scholes with Novartis Animal Health, and I guess first off, tell us about some of the things you'll be focusing on and discussing with producers at World Dairy Expo this year.
Well, one of the big things that we'll be focusing on this year will be really trying to help those dairy producers, you know, solve those common herd health problems that they face. You know, certainly with the economic times that we're in today, you know, we really need to make sure that we're managing these animals correctly and keeping them very healthy and very productive. Common things that you know, all dairies face, you know, certainly we're always fighting calf pneumonia or respiratory disease. Calf scours is always something that we deal with from time to time. And then, you know, certainly controlling those diseases that prevent cows from getting rebred, you know, things like IBR, BVD, and lepto, and just kind of really helping the producers focus on those, and that's really kind of what we do at Novartis Animal Health. You know, we only sell vaccines, so pretty heavily focused on the prevention side. You know, because when we have to go in and treat sick animals, you know, it's costly when we've got to start using antibiotics, and then you think about the labor involved with it as well. You know, certainly we know that, you know, on the dairy side, we've got to get these cows bred back to get them back into their next lactation, and if we can't get those cows pregnant, that certainly costs us money. And so that's why we kind of try to focus, you know, pretty heavily on the prevention side.
Now, I understand Novartis introduced a new Pasteurella vaccine this year called Nuplura PH. Talk a bit about that.
Yeah, Nuplura PH is a new Mannheimia hemolytica vaccine that we launched this spring. The first new Pasteurella vaccine that we've had here in the U.S. in over 10 years. And it's a vaccine that's really kind of really unique and different in that it is based on recombinant technology. So it's kind of a whole new platform in cattle vaccines. So it's something that we're pretty excited about. And it's really went pretty well since we launched it in spring. You know, certainly have used quite a bit of it in beef and dairy herds already this year, and the feedback from the producers has been quite positive. You know, certainly Pasteurella is something that that we certainly see in our dairies. You know, we see it in young calf pneumonia. You know, and when we look at kind of take a look at it from the 30,000 foot view, you know, basically 30% of all of our calf deaths that occur on dairies are attributed to respiratory disease, and Pasteurella is a big component of that. So, you know, so using something like Nuplura PH really is a good tool for producers to use to, you know, prevent calf pneumonia and not suffer those losses.
But how is Nuplura different from some of the older Pasteurella vaccines that producers have used in previous years?
Well, the things that are kind of different about Nuplura PH is that it's a very fast-acting vaccine. And you know, we know from some of the studies when we got it licensed is that, you know, actually we can give a single dose of the vaccine, and we know that calf is going to be protected 10 days later, whereas most vaccines, you're really probably not protected till, you know, maybe 28 days. So that's pretty unique in that it acts really fast for a vaccine. And so, you know, getting it into the animal and getting that quick immunity and getting them protected is pretty good for that calf. Part of the other things that are kind of new and different about it, it's the first cattle vaccine in the U.S. that uses recombinant technology. And what that does is it allows us to manufacture a much more consistent vaccine. And the thing about these recombinant-based vaccines is that, you know, their safety profiles are very good. So, you know, it's smooth, it's easy. You know, we can use it on pretty young calves to do that. And what it allows us to do is it just allows us to kind of use the parts of the organism that we need to protect against and keep some of the toxins and some of the bad things that maybe are associated with some Pastorella vaccines out. So, you know, basically it allows us to kind of use the proteins that provide immunity, and it kind of helps us leave some of the toxins and stuff that can cause some vaccine reactions and suppression after we vaccinate them. And, you know, and it's got a, you know, really good safety profile on it, and, you know, we can actually use it, you know, down in calves as young as a month of age. And, you know, most of the other Pastorella vaccines that are on the market can't be used in that young an animal without, you know, maybe having a few vaccine reactions and some lethargy for a day or two after vaccinating. So, I think a really good tool to manage our calves on the dairies today.
You mentioned helping increase the herd's reproductive performance through disease prevention and a vaccination program. So what role does animal health really play in overall reproductive performance here?
Well, you know, and I think any dairyman or beef producer will tell you that, you know, good herd health is critical. You know, it's certainly critical from a reproductive standpoint, and it's certainly critical from a respiratory and scours control point. You know, every producer and veterinarian out there, you know, we all want happy, healthy cows, and so, you know, that's kind of what we're always trying to manage towards. But, you know, it's not necessarily all vaccine either. There are a lot of management things that come into play. You know, we need to keep these animals in good body condition. That certainly helps get them pregnant. You know, nutrition, you know, is another cornerstone of good herd health. And, you know, make sure that we're giving the proper mineral supplementation. You know, we want to make sure that we're using the correct vaccines at the right time. You know, we want to protect against the common diseases that we see day to day, things like IBR, BVD, lepto, Hardgeau bovis. You know, those are kind of the big diseases that cause us reproductive problems on the dairy. And, you know, and it's nothing new. You know, dairy cows can be difficult creatures to get pregnant sometimes. And you know, we look at it from a risk management standpoint. We just want to make sure that we're doing all the fundamental things right to make sure that we get those cows pregnant and then keep them pregnant.
So what's involved in a good vaccination program to prevent those reproductive losses?
Well, you know, certainly, you know, the choice of vaccine in those breeding females can have a pretty significant impact. On one, getting those cows pregnant and then allowing her to maintain that pregnancy. You know, the big diseases that we're wanting to protect against, you know, would be lepto Hardgeau bovis, IBR, BVD. You know, certainly we know that with Virus Shield HB, you know, we protect against all those common reproductive and respiratory pathogens. You know, since Virus Shield HB is an inactivated vaccine, we know it's a very effective vaccine, and we know it's a very safe vaccine. You know, there's been some new information that's kind of come out with some of these modified live viral vaccines that, you know, when administered to pregnant cows are actually, you know, causing some abortions and some problems with that. So with Virus Shield being an inactivated product, we don't have those concerns. And the great thing about Virus Shield is that it's you know, it's safe to use in any animal at any time. You know, we can even give it to pregnant animals. You know, we don't run that risk of actually causing IBR abortions from the modified live vaccines. And, you know, it's a good investment in your reproductive program to keep those animals properly vaccinated.
And if people would like more information about Nuplura and Virus Shield?
Certainly you can find us on the web at nuplura.com or virusshield.com. Or, you know, certainly you can talk to your veterinarian or animal health supplier. Those will be folks that are familiar with both of those products as well.
And anything else for producers headed to World Dairy Expo?
Yeah, you know, one thing I guess I would mention is that Novartis Animal Health will be having a drawing for an iPad. We're going to do that every day of the show. So, you know, we'd encourage producers to stop by the Novartis booth in the exhibit hall for a chance to enter that and win that iPad. And also, I guess, another piece of news I'd like to pass along is that Novartis Animal Health will be hosting a program on RFD TV on October 22nd, kind of bringing in some of the leading experts on reproductive diseases and problems that we face in the beef and dairy industry, and we think that'll be a really informative program for beef and dairy producers. So, again, that'll be October 22nd on RFD TV, and hope everybody is able to get out of the field and make it for a day up to the expo. So hopefully we'll see you there.